All right, this is Art Jonak. I'm at the Paris Hotel Resort Spa, whatever it might be. I'm looking at a beautiful pool downstairs, looking across from the Bellagio up on one of the top floors in Las Vegas. And today we've got an extreme treat for you because I believe what you're going to learn today could, in essence, propel you into the top 10 or 20 positions in your network marketing business if you're not there already. And if you are, it might be enough information to put you in the number one spot. I'm sitting here with a friend of mine who started with when I first met him, he was basically almost living out of a Geo Metro. That was almost a little bit over 6 years ago. And today, he's in the number eight spot of his company, and it's a massive company. So that was an incredible feat. And just that alone will give you an idea of why I wanted to sit down with him today. Luckily, I was able to track him down here in Las Vegas. And what we're going to cover is a topic that I don't think is discussed quite enough in this business, but let alone mastered enough. And Michael Melia is here with me today, who's mastered building for events and building a massive group just doing that. So, Michael, I appreciate you spending the time with me here today and with the listeners.
Hey, Art, it's a pleasure. I'm happy to be here, and it's always great to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's running to you on the road, though. It's great. It's great to see you.
Michael, just to give the listeners an idea of where you were and then how you used your almost natural skills to just, you know, to build a massive business. I mean, I'm extremely proud of you. I look at where you are today, and I say, man, you know what? Michael's gone out there, and he's proven himself, and people look up to you now, and you're actually out there training some of the best networkers, because a lot of them are in your downline. So tell me, where did you start, and how did you start to say, hey, events might be the way for me to build my business?
Okay, well, Art, you know, going back, I mean, I started out in the health food industry when I was in my 20s, opened up a couple of retail stores, moved from that into the growing seminar industry in the 80s, personal growth and development focused on goals and strategies and things like that. Back in the mid-80s, late 80s, I started my own seminar company after working for another company. And after about 4 or 5 years, the economy wasn't doing so good, this, that, the other thing. Company wasn't going good, and I was really looking for something else to do. You and I have a mutual friend. The guy who introduced me to you really told me about you. It was John Fogg, John Milton Fogg, and old friend of mine from the health food industry. Wrote, you know, started Upline Magazine, this and that. Kept telling me, look at network marketing, look at network marketing. I did finally at that point in time, and I got to admit, you know, at that point in time, my back was to the wall. I was desperate. I was broke. My kids were getting older. I was in my early 40s. They were getting ready to go to college. I looked at network marketing, and I wanted to talk to somebody who had actually made a little bit of money with the same company I signed up with, and that company was young at the time, and that was you. And in fact, John gave me the address of your house in Charlottesville, Virginia. I went knocking one day on your garage door, and I remember there, you were about 21 years old or so. I was about 44, 43, and I was sitting there just picking your brain for about an hour and a half, and it was the beginning, sort of the beginning of my network marketing education, if you will.
Yeah, I remember that. You pulled up to our house and said, I'm Michael Melia, tell me all you know about network marketing. And folks, I got to tell you, he succeeded in spite of the information I gave him at that time. So, Michael, at that point, so you get into network marketing, and did you see it as a formidable task? I mean, you obviously, knowing you, you wanted to, you know, get up there pretty quickly, probably.
I guess the same thing happened for me and to me that happens to a lot of people a lot was I got in and it was almost like I got a fever, like a bug bit me. All of a sudden, for the very first time in probably about 15 or 16 years, I could look out and I could see my future as a bright future. For a while there, I was sinking into debt. I looked out. I wasn't even in massive debt, not, you know, at that point in time, but I owed about $12,000-$14,000, you know, out. And I didn't have a good plan. I couldn't see how I was going to pay it back, never mind pay for my kids' college tuition. Now, you know, 6.5 years later, my older daughter goes to one of the most expensive colleges in the country, and you know, I'm able to write, you know, to pretty much pay for it and stuff, and still, you know, live a pretty strong lifestyle. But you know, going back to that time, I remember it was, you know, something happened early on, and somebody told me you got to get out to the company's big event. You know, and I said okay, you know, and I didn't understand why, really didn't know, but they told me you got to go to it. You'll understand why afterwards. And I got out to the big event. And it was, you know, it was interesting. Went about 3.5 days, 2.5 days. I didn't, you know, it was weird, but I came away with a much deeper understanding, and I got to hear the CEO of the company speak, and he did a very fundamental training on network marketing, which I took basic copious notes, and I went back home to New York and just went all around to all of my different groups that were starting up all over the metropolitan area and just taught them what I heard at that event.
Right.
You know, and there was three things, and it goes back to the real fundamentals. But they said, you know, there's really only three things we do in our industry. Number one, we sell the product. You know, we promote a product. We promote either a product, good, or a service, depending on, you know, what your company does. Number two, we sell the opportunity, or we promote the opportunity. And the third thing we do is we build for events. And I remember clear as day, you know, these two guys training, and one guy, this guy Jeff says, Jeff goes, listen, of all the three, what do you think is the most important? And he says, it's building for events. And I went, whoa. And my brother and I, my brother's my business partner, we left that event that day, and we talked about it, and we just like strategized, and we went back to our home market, and we just started having all kinds of events. And we would have like a Monday night party in an apartment in New York City. We'd have a Tuesday night meeting out in a conference room in the Ramada Inn in New Jersey. We'd have a Wednesday night meeting over on Long Island. We'd have a Thursday night meeting up north of the city. And we just kept planting seeds, and building for events. And so real soon, we sort of graduated to a new level where we had people running those events for us in those little areas. And it wasn't a lot, but it started to get some momentum. And all of a sudden, that group sprouted down in Virginia, sprouted out into Florida, sprouted out into Texas. So then what would happen is we would go down and we call the people in Florida. In fact, it was my kid, one of my other brothers, that started that business down there in Vero Beach, Florida. And we'd say, hey, we're going to come in. And it was wintertime up in New York. So my brother Steve and I, who were living at my sister's house at the time, driving Steve's Geo, you know, not making all that much money, maybe pulling in about $2,000 a month in network marketing at that point, and thought, okay, if we can get to $2,000, we can get to $20,000. That was the goal that we saw there. But we just kept building for these little events all up and down. Then a company would have a big event, and we tell everyone they got to come on to the big event.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. So that building for event scenario, we found it was just so important. Now, I know we talked a little bit earlier. You said, well, what exactly comprises of an event? And this is the key thing for people to understand. There's very, very small events, and there's very, very huge events. And the small events, it's just like, you know, you've got an appointment to meet with your brand new person, and you're going to do a fast start training of some sort with them, a quick start training, if you will. You're going to do that, okay? That's an event. There's two of you there, but that's an event.
Okay.
You're building for it. You know, and when you're building for an event, you're going to get as many people there as you can. That's a two-person event. But, you know, say, you know, same way as a two-on-one. You're meeting someone at Starbucks with a brand-new person. You're meeting one of their contacts. That's an event. You're building for that event. One key ingredient in building for any event is always confirm the people who are going to be at the event as close to the time the event starts as possible.
Okay. So give us a specific example of how you would do that.
Okay, well, say here's another course of an event, a luncheon, right?
Okay.
Now, right now, one of the things we've got going in our organization all across the country are thousands of luncheons happening every week. People run an executive-style luncheon where they find a closed room in a hotel, you know, I mean, not in a hotel, but in a restaurant, a lower-cost restaurant, medium-cost, where you can get meals for $10 to $12, buffet style's okay, but you run a luncheon. Now, you might have four or five of your team members building for that same luncheon. Everyone's goal is to get 2 to 3 to 5 people on out. Okay, so you're calling up and you're inviting people. It's easier for people to come to lunch than it is sometimes to go to an evening event and a meeting at a hotel, because it's not as threatening to them and it's an easier first exposure. In fact, when we open up new cities and we run classified ads, we take them from the classified ad conversation to a luncheon event. And that luncheon event, we can meet them personally, this and that. Now, say I've been inviting people for 10 days to this luncheon event, say, you know, in Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're doing it at that point in time, or could be anywhere. Phoenix, could be Sacramento, anywhere at all, Atlanta, Georgia. So we're running some ads in a local marketplace there, getting on the phone with people. Yeah, you're looking for an opportunity. Great. Well, we've got one. You know, we can tell them a little bit about it, not too much. Say, if you really want to take a look and really want to see if it's for you, we're having a promotional lunch. We'd like you to come. Then when they say yes, we let them know that if they want to bring a business associate with them, that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And we call them back and we say, you know, we want to just check if it's you and your and a friend or an associate or not. So then we call them back, you know. So say I invite them on a Friday and the event's next Thursday. I call them back on Monday, check and see if they, you know, I might even send him a package on Friday to get him on. I might not. The strategist might be to build for the luncheon. Talk to him on Monday, then call him back again on Wednesday. Say, you know, just check and make sure you've got the details and I'm still, you know, and you're still planning on coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, some people think, you know, you can't bother the people. It's not. It's really not a bother. You've got to think about it much more from a professional point of view. If you had a dentist appointment or a doctor's appointment tomorrow, the doctor's office might very well call you this afternoon and or tomorrow morning just to remind you.
Absolutely.
Why do they do that? You know why? We're all busy. We forget. Mm-hmm. I've actually had people miss a luncheon because they told me they forgot. And ever since then, we follow up as close to the time of the luncheon as we can. So now what we'll do is we'll call them back again the next morning. Now, we got a little trick that I picked up from my brother and his fiancée, Kimberly. And it's this, is that you've got, if I'm talking to you and I'm inviting you out to lunch, I'll have my son, Willie, or my partner, Molly, call you back the next morning, confirm you. So now all of a sudden, you're right, you're seeing it's a bigger operation than just me.
Right.
And, you know, they're going to be out at the luncheon too. And I assure you when you're meeting us that not only do you get me to work with, but you get the whole team to work with. So now, but we're going to confirm you right going into that luncheon. Now, when you get to the luncheon, and again, here's an event. It's a great type of weekly style event or a special kind of event. You come to that luncheon, we just have a little package for you. Not a whole lot, but we've got the paperwork and we've got a slick, you know, describing where the company's at, where we're going, what's been going on, and a CD-ROM to give to you at the luncheon so you can take it home with you. Because we want you not just to get exposed to the opportunity yourself, but turn around and expose some other people to it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, one of the ways that we do these events when we're traveling around the country is we might have a Thursday luncheon followed by a corporate event on Friday evening, a corporate showcase event in the training on Saturday.
Right.
Now, in a situation like that, it gives you an example of how do we build from event to event.
Well, Mike, let me stop you real quick. Some of the listeners here have never heard of an executive luncheon.
Okay.
And I know that when I was in Charlottesville, there are a number of ways to build for executive luncheons. You mentioned advertising. Then you call those people back. Just want to kind of recap. Number two, one of the things that I've seen you use and I see, you know, people in your organization use is simply an invite saying, how would you like to have a free lunch? And then they say, hey, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Well, that's right. You're going to come to lunch. We'll buy you lunch. And you get to hear about an opportunity that may or may not be for you, right?
Exactly. I mean, and so it's not just like, for example, when we're going into places where we don't know anybody, we run the ads. But say, for example, in Atlanta, where I've lived on and off the last few years, if I'm running a luncheon in Atlanta, what I'm doing all through the week is I'm going out to the gym and I'm meeting people. I'm hanging out, you know, like having a drink after a hard day's worth of phone calls,
right,
or racquetball playing, whatever you will. You know, but we meet people, we're inviting those people out. We go out to chamber events, networking events, meeting people. We're inviting those people to lunch. And I might even, lots of times, I'll just go and get referrals from other people to invite those people to lunch.
Right.
Okay? And my goal is to have, you know, if I'm having a weekly luncheon, for example, say it's the weekly luncheon in Atlanta, it's to have 3 to 5 people out at that lunch that week.
Guests.
You know, get 3 to 5 guests,
okay,
right? If I can have 3 to 5 guests out and they all take a look at it, if one of them buys a product, I've made my money back.
Right.
Okay. If one of them gets involved in the business, who knows how much money I might make on
that,
right, on that transaction.
So I'm glad you mentioned that, because sometimes, you know, people might be listening to this tape going, well, I'm going to have a luncheon and I better have like 10 or 15 people show up. But that's not really the point. The point is have more luncheons with maybe 2 or 3 show up, but it's the consistency.
Well, you want to have a small constituency of people supporting that lunch. Anywhere from 5 to 7. You can have special big luncheons once in a while.
Right.
But if you really, you know, want to use a luncheon as a focused business tool, you have it at the same restaurant, the same day of the week, every week, on a Thursday afternoon or a Friday afternoon. The two easiest days for people to get away for lunch.
Okay.
Okay? And then what you want to do, you know, then you have those 5 people, and those 5 people are committed to bringing people into the luncheon and stuff.
And these are distributors,
They're distributors, right. Okay. 5 people on
right.
your team.
Okay.
Right. Now, as soon as you recruit somebody whose first exposure is through the lunch, you invite them to become part of your luncheon team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you grow to 10 or 12, you split up and you start another luncheon.
Right.
Okay? And that way, you know, eventually, and I mean, there's a friend of mine's team over in Charlotte, North Carolina. They've got about 25 luncheons going on each and every week, all in the same team, 5 or 6 team members in each little group. And I'll tell you, there's duplication right there.
And you know for a fact there are people signing up every single week. Now, let's go through a couple of benefits of the luncheons real quick, because, again, I don't think enough people recognize number one, they're easy to do, they're fun, but like you mentioned earlier, and I think hopefully the point isn't missed, that if you're talking to a busy professional, in order for them to make a meeting in the evening, that means they got to drive home maybe and then come up with a babysitter or come up with an excuse for the wife or the husband of why they need to leave again that night, drive back into town, go to that meeting at a hotel where they might be sold by a salesman, sure, as opposed to saying, hey, you take lunch every day anyway. Why not go ahead and take lunch with me? You might hear about something you like. It might be for you. It might not be for you. In the meantime, you get to network with other people there at lunch, which might benefit your business.
That's right.
And that's much easier to sell.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, this is a really, really important point you're making. And I'll tell you why, Art, is that when we're inviting people out to events, the biggest reason for no-shows, and it happens to everybody, but the biggest reasons for a person no-showing us is they simply have not gotten a picture of any value in it for them.
Right.
We've never really clearly showed them any value. So in your example, just the possibility they can network at the luncheon, there's a benefit we're providing for our guests. You know, and I believe this. I mean, I believe that one of the keys to enrollment success and sales success is you have to completely come from a point of view of strength and comfort. Now, we have to make our prospects as comfortable as possible going through the process. If we can do that, then what happens? They like us. Mm-hmm. If they like us, we're going to probably like them. You know, if we like each other, we have the really basis for a possibility of really making some money together.
Right.
And a great thing about luncheons is you really do get to meet the people a little better. If I have a brand new person out comes to an evening event as a first or a second exposure after they've seen a package or something, we're in a room with 100, 200, 500 people. They may feel uptight. We may not really have any much of a personal connection go on. I pick that same person. I bring them out to a luncheon in the afternoon where I've got three or four guests. I've got four or five associates are all comfortable working in the room with each other. In that situation, I get to know them. You know, how many kids you got, this, that, right, the other thing. I know all that stuff, and I really get the chance to get a feel from them as to if they were going to get involved in a business opportunity, why? Mm-hmm. And you don't have those conversations as good in the evening. Now, here's a principle of building for events. We build from smaller events to bigger events. So when I'm first showing the business to somebody, the opportunity to somebody, I want it to be a relatively small exposure. For example, say someone referred me to you, Art. This is Mike Melia. I'm spreading my business, expanding my business into the Houston area, and we're running some special events coming up. I got a problem. You may be able to help me with.
Okay.
Okay, John Fogg told me about you, so you live down here and stuff, and he said that and he said it'd be okay to call. It'd probably be okay to call you. But here's what we got. Here's what I got. Okay, I'm expanding the business. I don't know anybody in the area. If you could just review take about 15 minutes of your time to review some promotional material for my company, you get an idea of what I'm doing. You might be able to recommend two or three people to me.
Right.
If you could do that, you know, heck, man, I'll buy you and your wife dinner.
Okay.
Or whatever.
There you go.
But I'd greatly appreciate it.